I just came across something on YouTube that blew me away. I've gotten in this kick lately. Well, maybe that's a bad way of seeing it. I really haven't been on a kick, but I've seen a lot of sort of fan-produced Star Trek stuff. And I mean, I'm a fan of Star Trek. I mean, really, who isn't a fan of Star Trek? I guess to the average, say, you know, just guy on the street, I'm probably a pretty big Star Trek fan, but if you were to ask like a real Trekkie or Trekker or whatever, they wouldn't see me as being anything particularly devout. You know, a fan. Lately, I've seen a lot of fan productions, people that have made their own show that is just, it's amazing. There was some group somewhere out west that they've built the original set, you know, the bridge of the Enterprise. They've built it. It's amazing. I mean, they really built it. It looks no different than what you see on the old 60s TV show reruns. Someone else, because of that, basically because I've seen a couple of those now on YouTube, when it gives you recommendations based on your past viewing, I tend to get a lot of like Star Trek stuff in there, you know, fan-based Star Trek stuff. And one of the most interesting things I've seen in a long time is that there's someone out there who's created a project that is devoted to recreating in a 3G a 3D model, recreating the Next Generation Enterprise deck by deck. And it's just a video of going through this virtual environment, going down the corridors, turning into a door, opening the door, going into the elevator, you know, going to another deck, going down the corridor. I mean, and it just goes on and on and on and on. This is where I see this kind of stuff going. When somebody like me starts getting excited about the potential for the technology, just to give you a bit of a snapshot, as much as I can in 5 minutes here, this will show you why. Because now it's very easy for me to imagine that in the very near future, you're going to have projects like that that are going to become very virally oriented. You'll have people contributing little bits here and there. You'll have somebody that maybe works a little bit on one particular room on this virtual ship that's going to be created online. And, you know, another person that's going to work on the carpet texture, and another person that's going to... And this seems ridiculous to people if they're not aware of how dedicated certain people can be toward these types of you know, when it's something they love, some sort of a passion like this. And I assure you, in very short order, you're going to have virtual environments that you'll be able to explore through a computer, and then as interfaces get more sophisticated, it'll be even more real than that, where, I mean, essentially what we're doing is we're making our imaginations come true. You'll be able, I mean, I fully expect sometime in the next 5 years, I'll be able to explore the entire Starship Enterprise, deck by deck, you know, things similar to that. It really blows my mind to think about how our interconnectivity through this technology is going to manifest our imagination, essentially. I think as our technology gets more and more compounded with... I'm getting tired. My words aren't working correctly. But basically, as our technology increases and our ability to visualize these things increases, the line between what is simply fictional and what is very real is going to blur. It blows me away. I mean, you should see it. I'll try to post a link to it, but I'm almost out of time. I think I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to finish my laundry and go. Hope everyone is having a wonderful evening.